And they walked away. They walked away. And if you are here this afternoon and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you have heard that He died the just for the unjust, how could you walk away and not be affected by that message? How could you? And they were sad. But all they were talking about is the one who died. The one who died. That's what they were talking about. But He needed to bring to their hearts the fact that I not only went into death, but I came out of it victoriously. That's what makes the difference in my life. That's what makes the difference in the lives of countless number of saints. They realize that the Lord Jesus Christ went into death and He came out victoriously. Living, He loved me. Buried, He saved. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming, a glorious day. And beloved saints, we need to lay hold of this. And He's coming again. And the Lord Jesus, He's listening to their conversation. And it says, Jesus drew near and went with them. Are you sad? Guess who is with you? The Lord Jesus. He's listening to your cry. He knows your pain. He understands. We had it today. The one who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He looked at the man with the withered hand. Give me five. Bang. His hand became old. Yeah. He saw one with a dropsy, with a palsy. And He could reach and heal the man. Yes. He was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He saw the woman, as we had earlier on today, that carried out her son. This widow woman. Can you imagine? And her only son. Don't you think that the Lord Jesus wasn't touched with the feelings of her infirmities? And would adjust the situation right there and then? Don't you think that the Lord Jesus has the power to meet you where you are in your particular circumstance? Yes, He can. And He stopped the funeral. Beloved, I don't like stopped funerals. If the man is dead, take him to where he belongs. Put him in the ground. I can just see them. Stop the funeral and this little child doing something like this. Beloved saints, thank God it's only recorded in Scripture. But He was touched with the feelings of their infirmities. Mary and Martha, the one whom thou lovest is sick. And the Lord Jesus allowed Lazarus to die. And we don't understand why, but they had to learn that He is the resurrection and the life. Why? Because He was touched with the feelings of their infirmities. And He came in and adjusted the situation for His honor, for His praise, and His glory. Beloved saints, what are we talking about? When the Lord Jesus drew nigh, He listened to what they were talking about. But if you are sad of heart, the Lord Jesus can bring you comfort. Whatever your circumstances might be, it is the Lord Jesus. When He comes in, He will set things right. So it says, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have to one to another, as he walked and said? And as the Lord Jesus listened, and mind you, he allowed them to pour their hearts out to him. And it's good. Pour your heart out to the Lord Jesus. Tell him the things that are troubling you and tell him the things that are making you sad. Pour out your heart to him. That's what he's there for. And after they poured their hearts out to them, to him, verse 25 says, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Verse 27 says, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Verse 29 says, he went on to tarry with them. Verse 30 says, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. Verse 31 says, and their eyes were open and they knew him. What are you going through that you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ is in it? What are you going through? And we want you to take heart. That is what our great high priest is here for. We have 1010 Wind says, all news all the time. 24 hours a day, all news all the time. That is what your high priest is there for. All day, every day, 24/7. He's waiting for you to draw near to him. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is no way you can enjoy this. The invitation that the Lord Jesus gives to you is, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But in your circumstances, as you go through them, if you are his child, he wants you to know things concerning himself, that he is touched with the feelings of your infirmities. And after he brought these two sad-hearted believers back on the ground that they belonged on, that is resurrection ground, the Lord Jesus is alive, and he's alive forevermore. He's not dead. He's alive. That's the ground he wanted to bring them on. He wanted to bring them into the good of the fact that he was raised from amongst the dead. And as he stretched forth his hands, at least this is my interpretation of it, when he stretched forth his hands to give them the bread, I believe they saw the marks of Calvary. And their eyes were open. That's what we need, beloved saints. We need to have a fresh encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the end game, right, Mark? A fresh encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. May God encourage us, beloved saints. Among us, there are too many sad-hearted Christians. The Lord wants to encourage us to press on, to know that our Savior is alive, and he ever lives to make intercession for us. May God encourage us for his name's sake. Amen.